Senate Democrats say they hope to pass their version of a credit card reform bill sometime in the next few days. The House has already adopted its version. It would stop credit card companies from jacking up interest rates on existing balances. That's something that's happened to millions of people, including Carol Hodges. She is a business consultant in Los Angeles. As part of our Kitchen Table Conversations, NPR's Ina Jaffe has her story.
Unlike some Americans in these trying times, Carol Hodges doesn't have to worry about keeping a roof over her head. Then again, it's a very small roof.
We are in a cabaña. There was a large pool outside, and it sat on part of an estate.
There's no pool now, just a bigger house in front where Hodges' mother lives. She's 87 years old, so Hodges says it's good that she's just a few steps from her mother's back door. Living here also keeps her expenses low while she grows her new company.
I consult businesses and individuals about how to create great relationships in business.
Hodges decided to go out on her own in 2003 when she got laid off from WorldCom. She was divorced, her kids were grown. It seemed like the right time.
It was like being a teenager all over again. I said, so what do I want to do when I grow up?
First, she needed some education. Then she needed some startup money. She decided she'd use her credit cards for those things. Over time, Hodges charged around $100,000. The balance she's carrying now is about $70,000. She'd planned to pay it off in 5 years. Then her interest rate started to go up and up.
Suddenly, it's an extra $300-$400 a month on the very same debt.
A card that started at around 7 or 8% interest is now more than 24%. Another that started at 2 or 3 is now nearly 18. The minimum monthly payments on all of Hodges' cards together come to about $1,800, which is about a third of her monthly income. Even paying more than the minimums has had bad consequences.
Because as I've chipped away and brought it down, they also take away the credit. So as it went down, I had less credit available.
This is a story that's being told by millions of Americans, says Gail Cunningham, vice president of the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Their clientele has more than doubled in the past 2 years.
So many people are struggling to meet that minimum payment. Sometimes it's back-breaking and they simply can't do it.
And just one ding on your credit, like having your limit lowered, can have a host of repercussions.
You're not going to be able to get future credit, buy a house, buy a car, get a job, rent an apartment, or purchase insurance.
But if consumers are having a hard time in the recession, so are the banks that issue their credit cards, says Scott Talbot, a senior vice president with the Financial Services Roundtable.
The increased cost of borrowing in today's tight credit market is one of the reasons that customers who have done nothing are seeing an increase in their interest rate.
The legislation moving through Congress would prevent credit card companies from raising the interest rates on old debt as they have with Carol Hodges. But that could backfire, says Talbot, if companies can't continually tailor the terms for each individual credit card holder.
You will see a decrease in the availability of credit, and you'll see an increase in price for everybody else.
But Carol Hodges is willing to take her chances and eager to see that bill in Washington pass. It would be good for her, she says, and good for the country.
Because essentially, the money, extra money I'm paying to the bank, is taking it out of the economy.
And an extra $300 or $400 to spend each month, says Hodges, would help her do her bit to end the recession. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.